This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by MMA Torch editor Jamie Pinnock for a discussion of the November 24th Raw from Providence. The night after Survivor Series, I almost said SummerSlam. I guess the SS throws me off on that acronym. But anyway, Survivor Series last night, John Cena's new champion. On this here Raw, he was saved until the final segment of the show. And the show opened with some other Shane and Stephanie-related material. Jamie, what was your overall impression of the show coming off of a pay-per-view with a major news story with the title change and how they handled that, and also just the overall impression you got from this two-hour show?
I mean, the entire show was almost a wash until the final segment. I mean, everything was okay to bad. There was nothing really good. There was a bunch of sloppiness in the matches tonight, some blown spots, some just not good stuff on the hour and 40 minutes leading up to the final segment, which was pretty damn good and a very effective return for John Cena to Monday Night Raw. I thought they really incorporated a lot of what Jericho has been attacking in the crowd really well to what John Cena was trying to clamor onto as being his base and what does. He had a lot of passion in the promo. He wasn't resorting to the sophomoric pander to the lowest common denominator type stuff with his promo. It was just a really heartfelt, pretty honest depiction of the way John Cena feels about what he does. I mean, from all accounts, that's how he honestly feels about his role in the business and what he wants to do when he goes out there every night. And you know, very impassioned promo with Jericho playing off him really well. Jericho really good on the mic as well in the segment. And then to get just the snap and intensity from Cena that we haven't seen in his character for the months leading up to his injury. It just, that part of him hasn't been there. And they did a really good job of kind of recapturing that tonight and presenting that in a different way. So, until that final segment, though, the show was, I mean, like I said, okay to bad for the most of it.
Yeah, I think Cena's newfound passion, I wouldn't say newfound, it was, I guess, intensified passion was a highlight of the show. Everything up until this point was okay, boring, off the rails altogether, the DX merchandise deal. Or just kind of there, and I mean, like the Mr. Kenny segment. I don't know what the purpose of that was. It just like seemed like the first hour and 45 minutes was just a complete throw it against the wall show, where they just had no direction coming off the Survivor Series, and then Cena had a great segment, with new intensity. Like you said, he didn't go for the sophomore humor, no potty jokes, no poopy jokes. It was straightforward, and then Jericho was great, just waiting for Cena to say his spiel and then coming back with a promo of his own. And they have a chemistry that they started 2 years ago, before Jericho left to do his band thing. This was such an intense segment, and it was new for Cena, and it was the most interesting thing was listening to the crowd reactions. It's one of those things where usually the crowd will pop for the big attack, and then they'll slowly not pop for the subsequent babyface attack of the heel. And then they start booing because then you're just too over the top as a babyface and you just need to let it go. But Cena kept going and yet the crowd kept staying with him. And I was surprised by that, but I thought it was a really intense segment from Cena. And obviously the fans bought it. They bought into him. They've got a new Cena to play with. And it's a good thing, because this show needed something, some spark at the end of it. And obviously Cena was that spark. But what was your, I mean, just talking about the final segment, we ain't going to talk about this now, but what was your impression of Cena? I mean, did he go over the top to where you think fans will boo him maybe next week and the week after? Or did they hit the right tone with how much of an attack he put on Jericho?
I don't think he went over the top with it at all. I mean, I think it was what a lot of fans wanted to see happened to Jericho, because I mean, he's been constantly getting the one up on everyone, and like he snuck in with the number one contender match to pick up the victory. So people have been wanting to see him just get beat down like that. And, I mean, you're going to hear people booing Cena. There's going to be people who just refuse to get on the bandwagon, that refuse to cheer for him. And you're going to get that everywhere. There might be less of them right now, but for whatever reason, they're just people that have decided they're not going to like John Cena, plain and simple. I don't know if that's going to change anytime soon, regardless of what happens with his character. But, I mean, there was audibly a lot, a big difference in the Cena reaction, the pro Cena cheer on this show than there was 3-4 months ago.